All right, Patriots, buckle up. It's time for another deep dive into the swamp with your favorite dynamic duo, bringing you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about what's really going on in D.C.
You got that right.
This is the Daily DOGE Report, the only show brave enough to take on the swamp.
And witty enough to make you laugh while we're doing it. I'm Grace.
And I'm Caleb.
And we're back for Season 2, Episode 7.
Hard to believe, right? Feels like just yesterday we were knee-deep in those emails exposing the swamp secrets.
Time flies when you're having fun, especially when you're watching those liberal snowflakes melt.
Speaking of keeping the engines running, a little Dio Chewy coin donation wouldn't hurt, folks.
Always thinking about those rockets, Caleb.
Gotta keep this show fueled up and flying high. It's like rocket fuel for the truth, propelling us straight to the moon, you know what I'm saying?
But you are right. Every bit helps to keep this show going, especially since we're proudly produced by a service-disabled veteran.
That's right, folks. Supporting our heroes, on and off the battlefield. But enough about us. Let's get down to business. Grace, what's the latest DOGE intel?
Well, Caleb, seems like DOGE is really living up to its name. You know, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Oh, yeah.
Shaking up those federal agencies, cutting costs, shrinking the workforce, and giving those bloated bureaucracies a reality check.
Sounds like a detox diet for the swamp.
Yeah.
And I bet some folks are feeling the burn.
Oh, you better believe it. They've already canceled a huge Department of Agriculture contract.
How huge are we talking?
$10.3 million, Caleb.
Wow.
And get this, they're saving $44.6 million just by saying bye-bye to some unnecessary office leases.
Seriously, were they renting office space on the moon? Talk about out-of-this-world spending. But hey, I'm not complaining.
Right.
Every dollar saved is a dollar that can go towards things that actually matter to hardworking Americans.
Absolutely. And speaking of things that matter, let's talk about DOGE's stance on DEI programs. They're not holding back, are they?
You know me, Grace. Always ready to dive into the controversial stuff. But those DEI programs have been bleeding taxpayer dollars for far too long, like a bottomless pit of woke virtue signaling.
It really is.
It's about time someone shut it down.
And DOGE is doing just that. They've canceled USAI scholarships, and they're threatening to cut funding for schools that put DEI initiatives over actual education.
Those liberal professors are probably having meltdowns as we speak, picturing their precious DEI budgets going up in smoke.
Now, Caleb, let's not get ahead of ourselves. These cuts might be popular with some, but there are definitely people who are concerned about the impact on diversity and inclusion efforts.
But not when it comes at the expense of common sense. And let's be honest, efficiency.
Right.
DOGE is making sure that every dollar is spent wisely. Period.
And speaking of spending wisely, we can't ignore the elephant in the room. DOGE's access to sensitive data, specifically from the Social Security Administration.
Yes, that.
This has definitely raised some eyebrows, to say the least.
You know what they say, Grace? Sunlight is the best disinfectant. DOGE is shining a light on every corner of the federal government. And let's just say some people are not happy about it. I, for one, am all for a little transparency.
It's definitely a complex issue, Caleb, with no easy answers. Some argue it's necessary to root out waste and fraud.
Sure.
Others see it as potential invasion of privacy.
I see.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here, to break it all down for our listeners and help them make sense of it all.
You got it. Now, speaking of shaking things up, we can't forget about the impact DOGE is having on the people who actually work for the federal government.
You mean those bureaucrats?
Well,
those folks who have been enjoying their cushy government jobs for far too long.
Okay, Caleb.
Let's just say things are about to get a lot less cushy for them.
Less cushy is an understatement. DOGE is pushing for major workforce reductions. We're not just talking about a few pink slips here. We're talking about agencies like the VA and NIH being directed to slash their staffing.
Slash.
Back to fiscal year 2019 levels.
Wow.
That's a pretty significant downsizing, Caleb.
Let's just say those bureaucrats might finally have to learn what it's like to work for a living. Maybe they'll even have to learn how to make coffee instead of relying on those, you know,
Okay, Caleb, let's try to be a little sensitive here. There are hardworking people in the federal government, people who are genuinely dedicated to serving the public.
You're right, Grace. I apologize.
That's all right.
I got a little carried away.
Happens to the best of us.
But hey, a little efficiency boot camp never hurt anyone, right?
Right. Now, before we get too carried away with our bureaucratic makeover
Oh,
fantasies,
come on, they're fun.
let's shift gears to something a little more serious. The recent incident near the White House involving the Secret Service.
Right. Things got a little dicey there for a moment, didn't they?
They did. It seems Secret Service agents had to draw their weapons on an armed individual near the White House.
Hopefully they got a good look at that guy.
It's important to note that President Trump was safely in Florida at the time.
Of course he was. Always one step ahead. That's our guy. But seriously, folks, it's a good thing those Secret Service agents were there, to protect the White House, even with the president away. Just goes to show you never know what kind of crazy stuff can happen in D.C.
That's for sure. The situation is still under investigation by the Metropolitan Police Department, but we'll keep you updated as more details emerge.
Speaking of keeping things safe and efficient, did you hear about that software engineer from Utah who caught the attention of Elon Musk?
You mean the one who's been analyzing federal spending data and tweeting her findings? Yeah, she's incredible.
Sounds like a superhero fighting crime with spreadsheets and algorithms.
Right, and she's not just a tech whiz, she's also a distillery co-owner.
Wait, a distillery? Like, she makes whiskey.
That's right, Caleb. Exposing government waste and crafting fine spirits.
Now that's a woman I can get behind. Brains, guts, and a knack for making good whiskey. What's not to admire?
I'm not sure whiskey making is a prerequisite for government efficiency, Caleb, but I appreciate your enthusiasm.
You never know, Grace. Maybe a little liquid courage is just what those bureaucrats need. But jokes aside, it's inspiring to see everyday Americans like her stepping up and holding the government accountable.
It really is. And with the support of people like Elon Musk, who's been very vocal about his admiration for her work, it's clear that the movement for government transparency is gaining serious momentum.
And speaking of momentum, let's talk about our favorite digital currency, Doge coin. Have you noticed how it's been skyrocketing lately? Coincidence? I think not.
Now, Caleb, before you go full Dogecoin to the moon on us,
Oh, okay.
we should probably avoid making any financial claims. But it is interesting to note that Dogecoin's rise seems to coincide with DOGE's increased activity.
You're right, Grace. Always the voice of reason, keeping my feet on the ground. But you can't deny the synergy here. DOGE is exposing waste, promoting efficiency, and what better currency to represent that than Dogecoin? It's the people's currency, rising up against the establishment, just like DOGE.
Okay, I see your point. There's definitely a thematic connection there,
There it is.
appealing to those who support both DOGE's mission and the idea of decentralized finance.
It's all about taking power back from the elites and putting it back into the hands of, well, the people.
The
And what
people.
better way to do that than with a currency that's fun, accessible, and dare I say, a little bit rebellious?
Well, Caleb, whether you see it as rebellion or just a clever investment strategy, there's no denying that Dogecoin is having a moment.
A moment that's only going to get bigger and brighter as DOGE continues to shake things up.
Okay, hold on there, Caleb. We still have a lot more ground to cover. We haven't even touched on the potential impact of DOGE on essential government services or the concerns about their data access practices.
All right, Grace, you're right. We can't let all this excitement distract us from the task at hand.
That's right.
We'll get to those juicy details soon enough.
We will.
But for now, let's just savor this moment. DOGE is on the move, Dogecoin is on the rise, and those swamp creatures are sweating. It's a beautiful time to be alive, folks.
It really is. Caleb, you bring up a good point about those essential services. What happens when all this efficiency talk clashes with, the need to actually provide services, vital
Right.
services?
To the American people.
Right.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a
Oh.
tightrope walk, that's for sure.
Definitely.
But I have faith in DOGE to find that sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trim the fat without cutting into the muscle,
I like that.
so to speak.
We've seen some agencies, like the VA,
Right.
the NIH, being told to cut staff, like back to 2019 levels.
Right.
And there's been a lot of talk, swirling around about the VA reorganization and how it could impact veterans' care.
Look, I get it. our veterans deserve the best.
Absolutely.
Absolutely the best care.
Right.
And any cuts that would jeopardize that, no way.
Right.
Hard pass.
Right.
But let's not forget, the VA has been a mess for years.
Oh, it's true.
Bogged down by inefficiency, bureaucracies, like just getting an appointment. You need a map.
Like a maze.
A maze. It's ridiculous. It's about time someone demanded better for our heroes.
Absolutely. Accountability is key.
Yes.
But it's also, you know, crucial to understand what could happen before we make these big changes.
Right.
Can't just swing a budget axe and hope for the best, right?
No. You know, this whole conversation makes me think about something we haven't really talked about.
What's that?
The people who work for the government.
Ah, yes.
Federal employees.
Yeah.
What's the impact on their morale? All these layoffs, RIFs, reductions in force. You know, for those who don't speak government, I imagine it's not exactly a morale booster.
No, I don't think so. You know, there's a lot of, like, anxiety, uncertainty, just swirling around those water coolers in D.C.
I bet.
And it's not just job security. It's the pressure to do more.
Yeah.
Prove your worth. Imagine, like, having to document every single thing you do.
Oh, gosh.
Just knowing that your job could be on the line.
Yeah, that's stressful.
It's enough to make you want to reach for, like, the biggest cup of coffee you can find.
Well, maybe a little pressure is a good thing. You know, they are public servants.
Right.
They should be working for us, not the other way around.
Of course, but there's a difference between holding people accountable and, like, creating a toxic work environment, you know?
Yeah.
You want to make sure those employees feel valued, respected.
Of course.
Even as we demand more from them.
Right.
It's about finding that balance.
You know, it's funny how those liberals are always crying about workers' rights when it comes to, you know, private companies.
Oh.
But now, crickets. You don't hear a peep about those poor bureaucrats facing the chopping block. Hypocrisy much.
Okay, Caleb, let's not generalize. Okay. Right.
All right. Not all liberals think the same. Just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all conservatives think the same.
Fair point, Grace. Fair point. Got to keep those thinking caps on, right?
Always.
But you got to admit, it's a little ironic, don't you think?
Let's just, you know, stick to the facts. Yeah. Let our listeners decide for themselves.
Okay, deal. But there's something that's been bugging me.
What's that?
This whole narrative that DOGE is all smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their savings are fake. Come on, give me a break.
What?
They think we're all a bunch of dummies or something.
Well, I understand your frustration. There's definitely a lot of spin out there.
Yeah.
A lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful, right? Not to fall for everything we hear.
You're right, you're right.
Whether it's from DOGE or their critics.
Grace, you're absolutely right. We need to be critical thinkers, right? Question everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. And that includes DOGE.
Exactly. Hold them accountable, just like we hold everyone else accountable.
Right. No free passes in the swamp.
Absolutely not. So how do we do that?
How do we do what?
How do we cut through all the noise?
Yeah.
Get to the truth.
Well, we look at the evidence.
Evidence, okay.
We examine the data.
Data.
And we're willing to challenge our own assumptions.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to things that, you know, we might generally support.
You know, this is why I love having you on the show, Grace.
Oh, shush.
You always bring me back down to earth. Make me think twice before I launch into one of my, you know, passionate rants.
Well, someone has to be the voice of reason, right?
Uh-huh.
And besides, you know, I enjoy a good rant every now and then.
Yeah.
As long as it's based in facts.
That's right. So what does the evidence say about DOGE, I mean? Are they the real deal?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just another bunch of swamp creatures?
Well, it's a mixed bag, to be honest.
Oh.
There's no doubt that they've made some big cuts.
Oh, wow.
Like those contract cancellations, those lease terminations, you know, things we've talked about. And they've definitely uncovered some questionable spending. Like, remember those SBA loans that went to, you know, children, people older than time itself? It's enough to make you wonder who's really in charge over there.
And don't forget about those DEI programs. What a swamp monster.
Right. Those were definitely some controversial cuts, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they actually saved money, that's still being debated.
Oh, okay.
Some argue that the money wouldn't have been spent anyway. It's all about how you look at the numbers, you know?
I don't think it's a win for common sense.
Sure.
But I hear you, Grace, open mind, right?
Yes.
All sides of the story.
Now, Caleb, remember what we talked
I
about?
know, I know. Critical thinking.
No jumping to
Not
conclusions,
jumping to
even when
conclusions.
it fits our own beliefs.
All right. I still have a good feeling about DOG. I think they're on the right track, even if there are a few bumps along the way.
Well, let's see what the future holds. It's still early, you know? Lots of unknowns. But one thing's for sure, they're shaking things up, challenging the status quo.
But that's what I love about them. They're not playing by the same old tired rules. It's like
Ooh.
a breath of fresh air in those stuffy halls of Congress.
It really is. Well, Caleb, whether you love him or hate him, there's no denying it.
What?
DOGE is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh,
They've
yeah.
got people talking about government efficiency,
They have.
and they're not going anywhere.
You know what, Grace? I think you're right. DOGE is more than just like an agency.
Oh, yeah.
It's a movement.
It
It's
is.
a call for accountability, transparency, a government that actually works for us, not against us.
You got it. And it's resonating with a lot of people, Caleb.
It is.
People are tired, you know?
Tired of what?
Tired of seeing their hard-earned money wasted
On what?
on frivolous projects, bloated bureaucracies. They want a government that works, that's efficient.
They do. They want
They
results.
want their money's worth.
Yes. You know, Grace, this whole DOGE thing, it reminds me of something else.
Oh no, what's that?
Dogecoin.
Here we go again. You and your Dogecoin analogies.
But seriously, think about it. Dogecoin, it started as a joke, right? A meme. But it's become something much bigger, a symbol of rebellion
Rebellion.
against the establishment,
Yeah.
the financial elites.
Against the man.
Exactly. Just like DOGE.
Okay, Caleb, I see where you're going with this. You're saying that DOGE is like the Dogecoin of government reform? A
Yes.
little rough around the edges, maybe a little unconventional, but ultimately a force for good.
You got it. It's a grassroots movement.
It is.
Powered by the people,
The people.
demanding change. And just like Dogecoin, it's disrupting the system.
It is.
Those elites are getting nervous.
Oh,
They don't know
yeah.
how to handle it. It's not in their playbook.
Well, there's definitely a parallel there.
There is.
Both DOGE and Dogecoin have tapped into something, a frustration with the way things are. People are
Right.
looking for alternatives, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
something that represents them,
Yes.
gives them a voice.
And they're offering a vision of a better future. A future where the little guy has a voice, where the
Yeah.
system works for everyone,
Everyone.
not just the privileged few. A future with, freedom, efficiency, common sense.
Okay, Caleb, I think you've officially stretched that analogy as far as it can go, but I appreciate your passion, and I think our listeners do too.
All right. But you got to admit, it's a pretty compelling narrative, right?
It is.
The people, tired of being ignored, taken advantage of, rising up, demanding change. It's a story as old as time.
It is. And you know what?
Why?
In a world where, you know, the news is all doom and gloom, it's refreshing to see a story about hope, possibility,
I know, right?
even if it comes from a government efficiency agency and a meme-based cryptocurrency.
Right. So, Grace, what does this all mean for the future of DOGE? Are they going to be the heroes? Or will they get swallowed up by the swamp?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
They've made some progress, definitely, but they've also faced a lot of pushback.
Of course.
It's still early. Who knows if they can keep this up and really change things?
It's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I wouldn't want to be anywhere else
Me neither.
on the front lines of this revolution.
With you
Of course, with you by my side.
and with our listeners tuning in every week
Every week.
to hear the latest DOGE developments.
That's right. Speaking of which, we've been so focused on the big picture, we haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty, like those savings from canceled
Oh
contracts.
yeah, those. Didn't DOGE claim they saved $90 million
They did.
by axing a bunch of contracts?
162 contracts.
162. That's enough to make even a swamp creature blush.
I know, right? But Caleb.
Uh-oh. I hear a butt coming. You know me too well. It's not that simple, you see. Things get a little murky here.
Murky. I love a good mystery. What's the catch?
Well, some people are saying that a big chunk of those savings
Yeah.
were already spent,
Already spent.
already obligated, so not really saved at all. It's like cleaning out your fridge and saying you saved money by tossing out expired food.
So they're taking credit for like spending that was already happening. That's sneaky.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
How do they spin that?
DOGE argues that by canceling these contracts, they're preventing future waste, making sure that money can be used for better things.
Okay, I get that. But it still feels like, I don't know, like they're exaggerating a little bit. It's like putting lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Now, Caleb, let's not go crazy with the animal
All
metaphors.
right, all right. But you get what I'm saying,
I
right?
do.
We need to be careful. Can't
Yeah.
just take everything DOGE says as gospel.
Right.
Got to dig a little deeper, look at the evidence, ask the tough questions.
Exactly, Caleb. That's what we're all about here at the Daily DOGE Report.
You know, sometimes I wonder if those DOGE folks are listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're taking notes, learning from our, you know, insightful analysis and witty banter.
Well, Caleb, if they are, I hope they're paying attention to our calls for transparency and accountability. And
Yeah.
maybe they'll even take your advice about the freedom fries.
A guy can dream, right?
He can.
But seriously, folks, we're just keeping it real.
That's right.
We'll praise DOGE when they do good,
We will.
but we're not afraid to call them out when things seem a little fishy.
That's right, Caleb. We're not cheerleaders
Go.
or critics. We're truth seekers,
Truth seekers.
evidence weighers,
Love it.
and swamp watchers. And we're inviting all of you, our loyal listeners, to join us.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Because at the end of the day, this isn't about DOGE,
No.
Dogecoin, or even those freedom fries.
Although they are delicious.
They are. This is about our country, making sure that our government works for us.
Us, the people.
The people, not the other way around.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, Caleb, I think we've covered a lot today,
We have.
but we're not done. We still have to talk about the impact of DOGE on essential services and those concerns about data access.
So stay tuned, folks, because this deep dive is far from over.
All right, Grace, you've really got me thinking about this now. Essential services, I mean, is DOGE really making a difference, or are they just, stirring the pot?
Well, Caleb, it's probably a little bit of both. We've seen those agencies, remember?
VA, the NIH, right?
Exactly. Told to cut back on staff, go back to those 2019 levels. And honestly, there's a lot of back and forth about whether it's saving money or just like kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, we want to cut waste, but not at the expense of, important services.
Right, exactly. We don't want to cut into the bone, so to speak.
What are people worried about specifically? Like, what services? Well, the VA is a big one. Lots of veterans rely on them, for
Right
health
now.
care,
Yeah.
benefits, all sorts of support. Any changes there have got to be done carefully.
Absolutely. Our veterans deserve the best, no question. What about other stuff? What else are folks worried about?
There's been a lot of talk about Social Security, Medicare, even the Postal Service.
Oh, yeah. The post office?
Remember that whole electric truck thing?
Oh, man. Don't remind me.
Billions wasted, and we still ended up with those gas guzzlers.
It's enough to make you lose faith, you know,
Yeah.
in the whole system.
That's where DOGE comes in, though. They're trying to hold these contractors' feet to the fire, make them deliver what they promise, not just, pocket taxpayer money.
Good. It's about time someone did that. But let's be real, Grace. The government, it's a massive machine. It's been running on autopilot for who knows how long.
It really has.
Can DOGE really change that?
That's the big question, isn't it? They've certainly shaken things up. There's no doubt about that. But can they actually, fix it? That's a whole other story.
It's like trying to turn a giant ship around.
Right. It takes time, a lot of effort. But I want to believe,
I understand that, Caleb. It's good to have hope, even when things seem impossible. But we also need to be, you know, realistic. There are limits to what any one agency can do.
That's true. So if DOGE can't fix everything, what can we do? The people, I mean, to make sure the government's doing its job right.
That's a question people have been asking forever, Caleb. But I think it starts with being informed, being engaged citizens, paying attention to what our leaders are doing, holding them accountable, making our voices heard. We can't just sit back and wait for someone else to fix it. We have to be part of the solution.
Yeah, Grace, you're right. We, the people. We're supposed to be in charge. We need to start acting like it. Demand better from our government, hold their feet to the fire, no more excuses. It's time for a change, and it has to start with us. Well said, Caleb. And speaking of change, we can't ignore the elephant in the room. That whole thing about DOGE and sensitive data.
Oh, yeah, the Social Security thing. What's the latest there?
Well, the debate's still raging. Some say DOGE needs that data to catch fraud, waste, you know. Others think it's a privacy violation.
Right.
It's complicated for sure. There are good points on both sides.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, I want to believe DOGE is using that data responsibly to, you know, protect our money and all. But I'm also a little wary about giving any government agency that much power, especially when it comes to our personal info.
It's a tricky balance for sure. It all comes down to trust, doesn't it? Do we trust DOGE to do the right thing?
Right.
Do we trust our leaders to, like, keep an eye on them, make sure they're not overstepping? These are questions we all have to answer for ourselves.
You're right. It does come down to trust. Yeah. And honestly, that trust is pretty thin right now. The government's let us down so many times. It's going to take a lot to rebuild that trust. A lot of hard work, transparency.
Well said, Caleb. I think that's a great point to end on. Trust, transparency, accountability, those are the things that'll determine whether DOGE succeeds, whether our country succeeds.
I couldn't agree more, Grace. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive into the swamp, folks.
And remember, everyone, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay vigilant. The swamp never sleeps, but neither do we. Until next time, Patriots.